إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم على سيد المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، اللهم صل عليه في الأولين وصل عليه في الآخرين وصل عليه في كل ملأ وحين، اللهم صل عليه في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we, alhamdulillah, all of us, we passed through Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and we've gone through the various, as we said, spiritual environmental atmosphere. But we want to, if we can, continue some of the practices in Ramadan all over the year. And what I want to focus on some of the points in this khutbah, inshaAllah, Ramadan is finished, but the blessings are still there. Doesn't finish, doesn't stop. And I want to highlight some of the points and lessons that we learned from Ramadan. All of us are very keen in Ramadan to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has extended His mercy. Subhanahu wa si'a kulla shay'in rahma. So His mercy has been extended for everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us explicitly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذنوب إلا أن يشرك به. Every sin that we do, inshallah, Allah will forgive it, provided that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But there's one thing that we are always missing. We always think in one way, meaning that my sins will be, inshallah, forgiven. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned this in Quran, He mentioned two types. And I want to highlight this for you to make it clear. Allahu yaghfir al-dhunub wa yukaffir al-sayyi'at. Yaghfir al-dhunub wa yukaffir al-sayyi'at. There's a big difference in the meaning. Ufran al-dhanb wa takfir al-sayyi'a. Allah never ever said in Quran, Allahu yaghfir al-sayyi'a. No. Allahu yukaffir al-sayyi'a. وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبِ. So what is the difference between the two? Or are there any difference? There's a big difference between the two. And this is what I want everybody to get it clear in your mind. What is the difference? مَا هُوَ الذَّنْبِ? Something that you've done. وَلَكِنْ but this is لِحَقِّ اللَّهِ. الذُّنُوبِ هِيَ حُقُوقٌ لِلَّهِ. يعني you've done something towards Allah. You disobeyed Allah. So that means the one who is asking you about what you've done is Allah. لَأَنَّهُ حَقٌّ لِلَّهِ. So there are orders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you and I to do. Salah, Siyam, Zakah. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you and I to do is orders from Allah. If you don't do it, then. And if you ask Allah more and more and more for forgiveness, inshallah, Allah will forgive it to you. But the sayyi'ah is something different. Allah never ever said, I will forgive sayyi'ah. He said, yukaffir sayyi'ah. So what does it mean by yukaffir sayyi'ah? And what is sayyi'ah? So that make it clear for you. First of all, what's yukaffir? The word kufr or kafara, linguistically in the Arabic language, means akhfa. أخفى, that means hide, to hide something. That's classic Arabic. ولذلك, why we said كافر means that someone who doesn't believe, because الكفر itself is hidden in the heart. So the belief is in the heart and the كفر is in the heart. So nobody will know what you are, a believer or a كافر, is only Allah to know. There's nothing in your face, nothing in your anybody's face to, I know, yeah, he's a believer or he's a كافر. There's no way. That's why it's called كفر, because it's hidden. Okay, ولذلك Arab world, we used to use call villages who are throwing the seeds and doing plants kafr, kafr kada wa kafr kada. Why? Because they throw the seeds and throw the soil in it, so it's hidden in the soil. That's why it's called kufr. ولذلك Allah in the Quran said يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار. Kufar doesn't mean kufar infidels or non-believers. No, kufar means those ones who are working in agriculture and throwing this one. That's what it means linguistically. And when Allah said, you kafir al-sayyi'at, that means Allah hide what you've done. hide it. What does it mean? That's where the meaning behind it. السيئة هو حق الآخرين ليس حق لله. يعني when you've done something to someone else or even to an animal. الكذب سرقة مال الآخرين. That means to lie. To get money that is not yours. To lie. Backbite. Slandering. Name it. Or every one of these. Because it's this one is not حق الله. This is not for Allah. You've done it against someone else. Now, that someone else has to forgive you. ولذلك Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this one, to hide it, you have to do tawbah. What does it mean? You have to stop doing it. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And that tells you, there is starting, you have to stop the action itself. لِيُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَتِهِمْ. That means to hide it. And hide it by what? Hide it because everything, every سيئة means فعل الجوارح. That means you've done it, action you've done. You've said something, you've done something, you've talked impolitely to your parents, you've shouted to them, you've shouted to your brother, whatever it happens. Witnesses are there. Unless you do tawbah, that witness will be coming against you in the day of judgment. فَإِن تُبْتَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you accepted your tawbah on this action and stop it, Allah yukaffir al-sayya. What does it mean yukaffir? يعني يخفي الشاهد. Allah will not make the witness against you, because now it's wiped out from his record. So that means you still have done the sayya, but there is no witness. إذا قبل الله التوبة. If Allah accept your repentance. ولذلك الله سبحانه وتعالى توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. توبة نصوحة means what? You stop what you're doing to the others, to everybody else. And that means you have no سيئة. That's what it means, يكفر عنهم سيئتهم. ولذلك الله سبحانه وتعالى told us, اتبع الحسنة السيئة تمحها. Because you've done a سيئة. You've done something to someone else. And that means that one is still have the right in the day of judgment, unless you've done tawbah. And that's why you need to highlight in your mind, you have two things to care about. Your sins, haqqullah, the right of Allah, wassayyi'ah, the right of the others, everyone else that you've done something wrong to them. So don't work in one and forget the others. No. واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالط الناس بخلق حسن. That means that's what you need to do. To read the others nicely, politely, the parents, the friends, the neighbors, whatever it is. Don't let them get a سيئة against you. Because that means you still have something. ولذلك السيئة عقبها أو the punishment السيئة بالسيئة. Why? Because that's what you've done. You cannot deny it. And keep in mind something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, بَلَ مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَةً فِي كَسْبُ السَّيِّئَةِ وَاكْتِسَابُ السَّيِّئَةِ. What does it mean, the difference between the two? Al-kasb, that means you've done the سَيِّئَةَ multiple times. And now you've come to be professional in this سَيِّئَةَ. You always do it. You always do it. Now it's becoming to be kasb, not iktisab. لأن لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. اكتسبت, that means you've done it once, and then you ask Allah for forgiveness because you know that that is wrong. Stop. هنا become اكتساب, but that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take you responsible for it. لكن الكسب, you've done it multiple times. You're not stopping. بل من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئة فأولئك أصحاب النار وليعوذ بالله. Because now السيئة is becoming to be a habit to you. Stop. Be careful. السيئات, that you have to stop the action. Because someone else is actually his right. Not that you should not do that against him. This is one lesson we need to get out of Ramadan, inshallah. Second lesson quickly, as I know that my time is very short. And again, I want to highlight this from Quran, because all of us, you and I, know that we are going to do something wrong, but we do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that meaning in a very nice way in Surah Al-Kahf. I don't have the time to tell you the full story, but the story of the two persons who has the two Jannah gardens. It's actually, the story is true. It's two from Banu Israel. And the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them both money inherited from the parents. But one of them has been Salih. He spent everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one has not. And the other one, his Jannah or his garden has been very beautiful. Now it's becoming to be too beautiful to the limit where he is exceeding the limit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us one ayah that need to trigger your thinking. That person who has been coming very much proud of his own garden, of his belongings, whatever he has and owns, to the limit where it touches actually the belief. And the action, the status of his heart and his nafs, Allah is telling us, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Stop here. ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. يعني that man came in, he's about to enter his own garden. دَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ. It's his own. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Subhanallah. يعني you are unfair with yourself. Yes, you can. تحدثك نفسك بالسوء وتدركها. يعني your heart and your nafs told you, you are in not in the right status. You are in the wrong. But you continue. And you insist. The result of that one is always wrong. And they continue the ayah. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. What did he say? قَالَ مَا أَظُنَّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. Yes, what do you expect? He is unfair with his self. Is he going to say, أَشْهَدَ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ? No. And that tells you and tell me that we, before we do the sin and before we do the sayyi'ah, there's a status in us prepared to do the wrong action. You're not doing it just a coincidence, or it didn't mean it, or it happens by coincidence. No. You mean to do it. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنَّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. And that's what happens. He is already in the wrong status, heart-wise, nafs-wise, and that's why the result of this one is totally wrong. And that's why you and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raised in nafs. Then ask yourself, we know this. Iblis whispered to Adam and he told him to disobey Allah. Okay. And any one of us, when you ask, Wallahi, shaitan whispered, okay, fine, that's okay. So who whispered to Iblis to do what he does? No one. It's him. In nafs. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Ah, so it's your nafs. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Your nafs and my nafs always have the propensity or tendency to do the sin, to disobey. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a sense inside you and I that when, if we are in that status, it will tell you are in the wrong status. But you ignore it and continue. And that's the problem. Because Allah told us, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Ah, so that means you know you are in the wrong, but you continue. And that's where you need you and I. And that's why ذكر الله subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect you and I from that nafs. يعني حتى even, if you are going to the shop or going to the market and you are going to do shopping, في دعاء, اسم دعاء السوق. Because you are going to sell and buy whatever you do. Why do you do this one? Because normally, when you are going to sell and buy, there's a lot of swearing in the name of Allah. And a lot of, oh, this is, doesn't mean this. And تبحث الناس أشياءها. Or something that you raised. And that's why رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام taught us a simple thing. A دعاء. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد. يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت. بيده الخير. وهو على كل شيء قدير. The whole دعاء has that word. بيده الخير. What does it mean بيده الخير? يعني all the blessing, all the goods is with Allah. Not in your lying. Not in what your nafs is prepared to do. That is a change that we need to do. And you need to be aware about it. That your nafs is always going to push you to the wrong thing. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. We cannot hang on, Shaitan is doing this to us, or he's whispering. No. When the Samurai led the people and worship a cow out of some gold, he said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. That's what my nafs told me to do. When the two brothers, sons of Adam, one them killed, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ فَقَتَلَ أَخِيهِ. Ah, Shaitan is still innocent. A lot of the ayat is telling you, it's you and I, it's our nafs. We built in, and we have that tendency to do the wrong thing. We have tendency to disobey. And you have to highlight this. And unless you highlight it to the limit to stop yourself. And it's the only way. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ is the only protection. Because now you are reminding this nafs with Allah. And that means you are correcting it. Keep in mind something before I finish the first half. أحد الصالحين, one of the صالحين, scholars, شيوخ, whatever it is. You call them whatever you want. وإن الصالحين طبعا إحنا, we don't know anything about them. But anyway. سؤال, has been asked. كيف حال دينك? يعني how are you doing in your religion? Listen to the answer. The answer is really beautiful. The answer is really beautiful. Give you the depth of what does it mean. Because sometimes we understand the salihin as if they are the people who are, don't do sins, or they are the perfect. No, they are not. No, they are not. And this man has been very honest and give you a very logical answer. كيف حال دينك? قال تمزقه الذنوب. Tortured, torn by my sins. سبحان الله. Then continue. وأرقعه بالاستغفار. يا سبحان الله. That means I'm doing sins. I'm a human being. But I'm asking Allah for more forgiveness. And more forgiveness. And more forgiveness. I mean, imagine this. You have your clothes torn everywhere. And you have many, many patches. That these patches are your istighfar. And the torn, that means it's your sins. تمزقه الذنوب وأرقعه بالاستغفار. جواب, it's a very logical answer and a very nice way to describe it. That's all of us. You are not meant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create you not to do sins. You will do it, whether you like it or not. That's the reality. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال ومضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله أما بعد. We want to highlight in another point. Hopefully we can get out of here with some points that we need to think about. And my point this time could be, if the time allowed, two points, it depends on the time. It is two stories. One of the stories that happens during Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam. One of the Jews came to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam. His name is Zayd ibn Zam'a. That's his name. Doesn't matter the name. He came in, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam was among the Sahaba. And he came in very aggressively, going through the Sahaba, and hold Rasulullah from here. You know this one? من عنقة وجذبة. Just pull him hard. That's exactly what he has done. And then told him, يا محمد ادفع دينك. أنتم يا بنو هاشم أهل مطل. That means he's asking aggressively رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام to pay his duties. And he's criticizing بنو هاشم. أهل مطل. أهل مطل يعني إيه؟ يعني when you have the time due to you to pay, you don't. فالصحابة was astonished for someone to do this. وكان أشدهم يعني always عمر is very taking things seriously. فجدر شيشة وهزه يعني he pulled his sword and he asked رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام مرني أضرب عنقه. Nobody dared to do this to رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. فرسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام waved his hand to him and told him no. مره بحسن الطلب ومرنا بحسن الأداء. يعني what does it mean? Yeah, tell him when you have duties, just ask nicely. And remind us, he means Banu Hashim, when it's due, then we need to pay on time. This is it. فزيد said, he looked at Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, والذي بعثك بالحق, I swear in the name of whoever send you with the truth. ما جئت لأسأل مال. I did not came to ask you for any money or any dues or anything. But I've literally read every description about you in Torah. And I found that everything is really applicable to you. Except one thing. Mention about you in Torah. شدة الحلم. Extremely patient. Extremely controlling his anger. To the limit where وَإِنْ اشْتَدَّ الْجَهْلِ. يعني even if someone acted stupidly like him, he's still with the same thing. He said, والله يا محمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأنك محمد رسول الله. A lesson for all of us. A lot of times we become angry. We are all human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, الكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. The minimum is just to hold your anger. The one level above to forgive the others. And the highest level, الإحسان. والإحسان is a huge word. الإحسان is a huge word. Is when someone treat you very aggressively, you respond very nicely. Not because you are weak and you cannot do this. No, you can respond aggressively. But you would rather prefer this. لأن المحسنين has a different level in Jannah than المؤمنين. Totally different. الإيمان شيء, to believe in something, different than الإحسان. الإحسان is something totally different. الإحسان is to exceed what Allah mandate upon you. أن تتعدى وتتخطى الواجب. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you something, you exceeded. That's the level of إحسان. Now you are touching the top level. إحسان is not an easy thing to do. And you have to start from the bottom and get yourself promoted a bit. إن جهل عليك الناس فقل لا إله إلا الله. يعني that if the people ask you or said bad words about you, whatever, you said thank you very much. جزاكم الله خير. That's it. What happens here? الملائكة تدافع عنك. وتكتب مع المحسنين. You didn't reply. The Muslim, his life is not a revenge. It's not a tit for tat. That's not a Muslim. Muslim is not that one. علي رضي الله عنه has a very famous story that tells you this. In the old days, when they ever have a servant or have someone, they buy like a slave. Because there's no servants. It's just someone you buy for a servant. And he has a lady who embarrassed him in front of everybody in his house. So in his face, he was extremely angry. And she looked at his face and she understands, he can read it. And he told her, go and ask him for forgiveness. He didn't say anything to her. She came around and told him, والكاظمين الغيظ. فقال لها, قد كظمت غيظي. I'll hold my anger. And she got around and she told him, والعافين عن الناس. قال لها, قد عفوت عنك. It's a forgiveness. فقالت له, والله يحب المحسنين. فقال لها, أنت حرة لله. الإحسان is a very difficult thing to do. And we lack this behavior. We very, very materialistic. And we just don't do this. Which actually lead to a lot of problems in families and friends. And ihsan has become rarely happens. Even forgiveness is rarely happens. Our value, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف. That's where we are خير أمة. If we do not do this, we have no value. We have no value. If we do not do this, we have no value, brothers and sisters. Our values as a Muslim is what we raise in values. If we do not, then we are just the same as the others. It is not that because you are a Muslim, then you are better. No. It is because you are raising those values that Allah ordered you and I to do. Then we have خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Not because we're just Muslims. Because some people think, oh, man, he's a kafir. As if, the kafir is not a bad word, by the way. Kafir, it means a denier. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he meant it, he meant this, the status of the heart. You cannot look at someone and say, oh, Allah, he's a kafir. That's impossible. Because kafir is a status of the heart. You will not even see it. But we need to raise the values of Islam, which we lack. And one of the books that I've read, I'm really sad when I read this one, is one of the Japanese who lived in the Arab world. And he called the book, actually, The Arab with a Japanese Point of View. What is the heart of the book? He's telling, I've seen the Arabs. They are very believers. They go to the mosque, they pray, they do this. And I've seen charities and I've seen the money. I've seen the, when it comes to work, nobody goes to work. He said, in Japan, we don't have anybody to, we don't have nothing to worship. Nothing to believe. When it comes to work, we work. When it comes to deliver, we deliver. So what's the problem that we have? Ah, the problem is that is the following. It's very simple. We are Muslims? Yes. We are mu'min? No. Why? Because the driver of anything you do has to be the iman billah. You can pray. Yes. Your action is your action. Yes. But your belief drives you to other things. Better behavior. That's what you believe. There's a lot of actions, unless it is driven by what you believe in your heart. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us specifically about work. Inna Allah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us, Inna Allah yuhib, إذا عمل أحدكم عملا أن يتقنه. High quality of your work, Allah loves this. Why love this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the skills. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the skills, He wants to see it, that you can do it perfectly as Allah ordered you to do. Don't do things half quality and think that this is acceptable. No. مَنْ أَخَذَ الْأَجْرَ حَسَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. You've taken your salary, you've taken whatever it is, what is the quality of whatever you've done? حَسَبَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. This is one of the things that we are missing. We don't want only to be a Muslims, we want to be believers. To show the values of a Muslim, driven by our faith. And that's where the value of a Muslim. That's what we lack. I hope, inshallah, with these very quick messages, inshallah, get clear in your heart, get clear in your mind. And that will, inshallah, help us to change, because change is not that easy. To change yourself is not that easy. Inshallah, we will do dua. Many people ask me to do dua for a lot of sick people around the world. But I always say, if you have someone sick at home, two main things you have to do it. Before you send a message to say, to tell the whole world that I have my brother or my sister sick, you need to do two things. One, sadaqat. You have to pay sadaqat for the someone sick at home. That's number one. Two, you have to stand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you have in the sickness. And the best time is the third part of the night. الثلث الأخير من الليل. لأن those ones من أعمال, this is one of the action of the محسنين, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. السحر, last part of the night before أذان الفجر. At that time, stand for Allah and ask, if you have someone sick or someone suffering or whatever it is, wallahi, 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 you will get the answer. Subhanallah, wallahi, I've done it many times. Subhanallah. Yani, I still remember when my mother, rahmahullah, when she was really, really sick, very, very sick. And I've done it many times. Subhanallah, she has a dream. And she told me, I got the dream. She told me the dream. I didn't understand the dream even. And I've looked at the dream, subhanallah, the answer came in. And she will, subhanallah, the answer is this. She will be lived for sometimes like this. Sick sometimes. And that's exactly what happens. Believe me, brothers and sisters, we miss this time every day. You don't have to ask anybody else. Stand in the last part of the night before Adhan al-Fajr and ask Allah whatever you suffer. Wallahi al-Azim, wallahi, you will find magic. It's the power of Allah, subhanallah. But we're missing this. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. اللهم والطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ارحمنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحومة, وتفرقنا تفرقا معصومة. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محومة. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع عنهم معاناتهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمهم بوسع رحمتك يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعله في ميزان حسناتهم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله في ميزان حسناتهم يا أنت أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة, أوسع لنا رحمتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. تقبلنا عندك من الصالحين, تقبلنا عندك من المحسنين, تقبلنا عندك من المؤمنين, تقبلنا على الوجه الذي يرضيك. اللهم تقبل منا على الوجه الذي يرضيك, وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين, وأقم الصلاة, إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا, وصلي وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آل نبينا محمد.